corner comes in, decent ball, comes across, oh, gee, goal! SC United take the lead, the ball was whipped in, and there was Ashworth at the near post, he's close to it across, and in the back of the net, and SC United take a lead here in the FA fourth round preliminary of the Cup. And, well, you can't say it's either against a runner play or FC United have had great passes to play in this game. It's just a goal that's come at the right time for them. And the bar scarves are twirling around the pitch. And FC United take an advantage, one goal advantage, that is, on 27 minutes. It's Sporting Cowsall 0, FC United Manchester 1. A nice play now from FC United. The ball down the left-hand side. Can Daniels get beyond the number 5?
Yes, he can.
Yes, he can. Can he love the goalkeeper? Yes, he can. It's going to be a goal. It is indeed. And Greg Daniels, that was all the determination and work, all the work rate, all the hard work there. And the screams from the assistant and the manager of Sporting Kelser. Why, I don't know. I think they're claiming something on the halfway line. They think there was an infringement, but really strong play there from FC United and Manchester. And all the great work there from Greg Daniels. He robbed the goalkeeper.
Daniels had to wrestle himself off the attentions of the centre-back to get the shot in. He did wonderfully.
But the lob was so subtle.
The lob was magic, and Daniels really there, really, really Daniels has put FC United in a commanding position, because, as I say, we were just saying then, there's very little between the two teams in all fairness, and it's a free kick to the home team, and it's about 15 yards into the FC United half. Everyone will be up for this, looking to capitalise upon again some tentative defending from FC United this afternoon from set pieces. It's Tim Jackson. He's going to whip the ball from this right-hand side, left-footed, towards the back stick. But the ball goes, it's flicked across, misses three players there. There's a player at the back post there, what can he do? Ball comes across, it's an opportunity, but good defending there. The ball back in the penalty area again, though. Can the shot come in? It does, it's a good ball, goes across. Everybody, oh, goal! At the back post, and we said, you can hear the enthusiasm and the noise from the home team, and that's good pressure, that, from Sporting Kowser. And in a lot of ways, we say, deserved.
Our defending there was proper bad. We had about four opportunities to get rid of the ball, and every time they had a shot that was charged down, they had a player spare, and we were nowhere there.
Well, I think the man that put it in the back of the net was Tess Robinson, wasn't it? The number five, and he's been tremendous up top. But equally, we've just been saying all through the game, they're going to rely on set pieces and work, and FC United have been tentative at the very best, at the very least, and again they've been undone there from a set piece. Ball cleared again, long clearance, headed away by Ashworth. Halfway line, looking for a free kick, FC United, and not getting one, and then there's a handball there. Nice. The referee's decided no, but beautiful play by Sheridan, the FC United's man of the match at the moment. Ball played, here's an opportunity now. It's Linfield inside the penalty area. Can he put it beyond the goalkeeper? Yes, he can, and that's FC United into the next round. Linfield, well, he was cool, he was calm. It looked like he was going to put the ball, bend it round the goalkeeper. It went near post. It was a great ball from FC United and Manchester.
Sheridan, number four, Sheridan,
the man of the match. And that really should cement FC United going into the first round proper. But I've got to say, that's a little bit unfair on the home team, because they have worked and worked and worked. But what you've got to do in football, you've got to kill a game when you can, and FC United do that. They'll be talking about the penalty they think they should have had, a handball. Yes, it was handball. Whether or not it was handball in the respect of it should have been a penalty is a different matter. They thought it was, the referee and the assistant, they didn't. And that's all that counts if you're an FC United fan. They will be very disappointed, but equally they could be very proud, even though it's not finished yet.
It's deflated the mood somewhat, hasn't it?
It has.